So in this episode, we're going to be looking at the character of Banquo in Macbeth. First of all, let's look at how Banquo distrusts the supernatural. So after hearing the witches' prophecies in Act 1, Scene 3, Banquo doesn't know whether they should trust the witches or not. He fears that they may have made the prophecies to hurt Macbeth, saying, "Oftentimes, to win us to our harm, the instruments of darkness tell us truths." As someone who distrusts and fears the witches throughout the whole play, Banquo is shown to be a good, God-fearing character in the play. Jacobean audiences would also have feared the supernatural, and Banquo echoes this fear. He does not allow them to manipulate him and does not show a lot of interest in the prophecies. Although Banquo hopes that the witches' prophecies will come true for him, saying, "May they not be my oracles as well and set me up in hope," he does not show any desire to force them, and he doesn't really engage with the supernatural. So let's try and remember the quote, "Oftentimes to win us to our harm, the instruments of darkness tell us truths." What concern does Banquo express in this quote? That is that the witches may have made their predictions to try to hurt Macbeth. And let's try and complete the quote now. So, "Oftentimes to win us to our harm, the instruments of darkness tell us truths." Now let's look at Banquo's ghost. In Act 3, Scene 4, Banquo's ghost appears to Macbeth. We don't know whether this is real or something Macbeth imagines. The ghost appears in the seat where Macbeth should be sitting. He also accuses Macbeth. From Macbeth's words, we can work out that the ghost is shaking his head at Macbeth. As Macbeth says, "Thou canst not say I did it. Never shake thy gory locks at me." The ghost seems to be accusing him here. We could suggest that Banquo's ghost shakes his head at Macbeth, because he knows that Macbeth will not secure his position as king by murdering him. After being friends with Banquo and holding his trust for a long time, Banquo's murder seems to be the death that affects Macbeth the most. Banquo almost acts as Macbeth's conscience. Macbeth arguably feels the most guilt for betraying his friend and murdering him, just to make sure that he has power. So which of these are true of Banquo's ghosts? We don't know whether it's real or something Macbeth imagines. That it appears in the seat where Macbeth should be sitting, that it appears in Act 3, Scene 4, and that it seems to be shaking his head at Macbeth. And what does the following quote suggest about Banquo's ghost? "Thou canst not say I did it, never shake thy gory locks at me." This suggests that Banquo's ghost is shaking his head at Macbeth. So now let's look at the friendship between Macbeth and Banquo. Banquo is Macbeth's close friend and ally at the start. But by Act 2, Macbeth and Banquo's friendship is already questionable. They begin to have opposing views about the witches, and Macbeth shows a willingness to lie to Banquo with very little thought. Macbeth wishes Banquo a good ride in Act 3, Scene 1. Then after the guests have left him, he meets the murderers to plan Banquo's murder. Macbeth also fears Banquo, as he says that Banquo is a good and clever man. This suggests he will see him as a real threat to his crown later on. He says Banquo has royalty of nature and wisdom. He doesn't want Banquo's sons to benefit from his crimes by becoming kings. And the murderers attack Banquo in the woods. A third man arrives to do the same job, which shows that Macbeth must be making sure that Banquo will definitely die. They attack and kill him, but Fleance, who's Banquo's son, manages to escape. After Macbeth has been crowned king, Banquo suspects that he has gained the title through doing something bad. This suggests that he suspects him of murdering King Duncan. As he says, "Thou hast it now, King, Cawdor, Glamis, all, as the weird women promised, and I fear thou placed most foully for it." Banquo tells Macbeth that he has dreamt about the witches. Macbeth says he has given them no thought. This shows he is now lying to his friend, as Macbeth tells him they will speak about it at a later time. Macbeth also gives Banquo lots of praise. He welcomes him as chief guest to the celebrations. Macbeth is here putting on a false appearance, as he actually plans to have Banquo murdered. Although Banquo suspects that Macbeth has done something bad in order to gain the throne, he still seems to trust his friend. He doesn't seem to suspect that his own life is at stake. So what does Macbeth lie to Banquo about in Act 2? He says that he hasn't thought about the witches. And what do we know about Macbeth's false appearance? We know that he gives Banquo lots of praise. He welcomes him as chief guest to the celebrations in Act 3, Scene 1. But Macbeth is actually putting on a false appearance, as he actually plans to have Banquo murdered. And how is Banquo shown to be a good and God-fearing character throughout the play? That's because he distrusts and fears the witches. So after being friends with Banquo and holding his trust for a long time, Banquo's murder seems to be the death that affects Macbeth the most. Banquo almost acts as Macbeth's conscience, as Macbeth arguably feels the most guilty for betraying his friend and murdering him, just to ensure he has power. So now let's look at some of the quotes relating to Macbeth and Banquo's friendship. After Macbeth has been crowned king, Banquo suspects that he has gained the title through doing something bad, as he says, "I fear thou played most foully for it." Macbeth also says, as he welcomes Banquo to his feast, "Chief guest." And this shows that Macbeth is putting on false appearance as he actually plans to have Banquo murdered. So now let's look at the quote from Banquo that says, "Thou hast it now, King Cawdor, Glamis all, as the weird women promised, and I fear thou placed most foully for it." This suggests that Banquo fears that Macbeth killed Duncan. And that's all you need to know about the character of Banquo.
If this episode has got you in the mood for more podcast revision action, then you should search for our other revised podcast channels that cover a lot more than you'll find here. Search for Revise on whatever platform you got this podcast from and you'll find them. And while you're at it, if you could rate us 5 stars and subscribe or follow to all of our Revise podcasts that cover every subject you need, then that will help other people to find our podcasts.